message.
So many of you are feeling stuck, facing challenges that you just do not believe that you can ever overcome. I know this because I hear from many of you in that regard. And here is what I want to tell you, all of you. And I really hope that you will listen and that you will take this to heart because it's the truth. You are not stuck. You are not stuck. Let me say it again, since the third time is the charm for some of you. For those of you in the back, you are not stuck. Now, let me clarify. I'm not being glib. I'm not just blowing smoke up your behind. I'm telling you the truth. And it is a truth that you need to hear today. There is a difference between what we feel is the truth and what is the truth. Now, I'm not suggesting that your feelings should be ignored. No, quite the contrary. The state of our emotions are important, and negative and uncomfortable emotions are indicators that require our attention. But sometimes that attention requires us to look underneath the hood, to look beyond the negative emotions to the truth that is residing underneath. And it is often the voice of fear, trying to keep us safe from an uncertain outcome. And although fear might have our best interests at heart, it is an overzealous member of our security team that believes that nearly everything is a potential threat to our future. And yes, at times, fear provides valuable counsel, but its suggestions should never be followed without further investigation, because as we know, acting on assumptions alone rarely results in a positive outcome. So yes, it benefits us to refrain from acting on impulse. Sometimes we must do our due diligence to examine the root of our discomfort. And as far as you feeling stuck and unable to overcome your current challenges and obstacles, whether those are perceived or real, this is what you have forgotten. You have forgotten who you are. Considering the fact that I do not personally know most of you who are listening, it sounds a bit presumptuous, doesn't it? Well, allow me to explain. Most of you that are listening have been through some things. You have lived. You have faced seemingly insurmountable challenges and daunting circumstances in the past, and yet you are still here. You are still here. You have won many battles, emerging victorious from countless struggles, and you are still here, breathing, able to tell the tale of that time and that other time, and let's not forget that time when you never thought that you would make it. What I'm telling you is this: you are not stuck. You have simply forgotten who you are. The same skills, talents, attributes, and characteristics that you used then so masterfully to overcome those challenges and those obstacles, they're still with you. And they are not only still with you, but now they're stronger than ever before, more adept than ever before, because they are seasoned with additional wisdom and life experience. You have used those skills enough to build additional mental, emotional, and physical muscle memory. So you've got this. You've got this. You have everything that you need to succeed right now. You simply needed a little reminder. And if you have doubts, do this exercise. List your three greatest challenges to date. And once you have done that, beginning with the first challenge on your list, think back. Now, how did I overcome it? What skills and attributes did I utilize? Now, do the same for the other challenges that you listed. How will I use those same skills to conquer the challenges that I'm facing now? Remember who you are. You are not here to live small. That's our time. Go out and get what you want, because you know what? You've got this. For more, visit AskMarkWard.com.